Hello.
Hello, and welcome to
season four
of Him Under International.
Lauren, I cannot believe that we have come this far. We're into season four. You know, many shows peak at season four.
Oh my God, so this is a lot of pressure.
Think about it, right? Like Friends season four was great. Office season four was great.
Right.
Parks and Rec had a great season four.
Wow.
As did 30 Rock.
And this is like the world is our oyster, as they say. Yikes.
So this is Him Hunters International, your favorite weekly sometimes non-religiously affiliated HGTV inspired radio talk and music show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Ben,
And my name is Lauren,
and we have some exciting news that has changed the show. So I am no longer the perennial guest, and instead I am now a trainee learning the ropes. So although I've been here for the first three seasons, think of me more as a temp worker and less as a contracted employee of the show.
One might say like Ben was a like a perennial guest star, like a guest star that was really there a lot and had like a nice story arc, but was like never like a full-time cast member.
Exactly.
And then this season he's been hired on finally as a full-time cast
member.
But
I have to learn the ropes a little bit. so we're super excited about that. Lauren, do you want to talk about what we have in store?
Yeah, so this is a good week. Like Ben said, this is our first show back after our interesting summer season of Him Hunters International.
We went on hiatus for a little bit.
But now we're back, better than ever. That first song you heard was The World to Revolve Around Me by Little Jackie. That song is amazing. And it kind of ties into our theme this week, which is...
You say it.
which is petty. Because Ben and I are just kind of petty people sometimes. And sometimes the world just needs to revolve around you a little bit.
I agree.
Do you have any stories about pettiness you'd like to share?
Well, so you first tell your garbage story and then I'll tell my garbage story. So for context, Lauren and I have both moved off campus.
Yes.
And we now have to take our garbage out on Sunday nights.
Right, Sunday nights. So me and my upstairs neighbors have this like unspoken rule that like whoever takes the garbage out, like someone, the other house will take it back in the next day, right? But so this week it kind of trades off on who does what, but this week like I took the garbage out and it's now Tuesday and they still have not taken the garbage back in, but like I don't want to do it because it's their job and I'm not doing it for them, so I'm feeling a little petty about that. And I still won't do it. They'll bring it in when they're ready.
So I have similar garbage issues. I got a text from my housemate at like 11 o'clock. That was like, when you come home, can you take out the trash?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, is it all of it? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, fine. So I go to take out the trash and there's two cars in my driveway, like next to each other. Mm-hmm. So I actually like, it was blocking it. So I was pulling the trash cans like off road onto the grass. But like my neighbor put all these like stupid decorative rocks. So I'm like literally like pulling it over rocks. And I'm wearing this sweatshirt from Kappa Alpha Theta, a sorority here that I got for free in the free cycle. So this girl walks out of the downstairs apartment, which isn't mine. And I was like, is this your car? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, are you moving it? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Cause it's hard to take out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, where'd you get that sweatshirt? And I was like, I got it for free. And she was like, where'd you get it for free? And I was like, the free cycle. And she's like, well, I'm part of Theta and some people, not me, because I don't give a bleep, like, would get really upset about it.
What?
And I was like, okay, you really don't give anything? Because clearly you do, because you're talking to me about it. And I responded, Lauren, well, I'm just trying to take out the trash in my driveway and your car is blocking me. And then she was silent and moved her car.
Oh my God, I love that.
I know, right? I have a really good song that goes with our theme.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm all about... I also feel like the beginning of the semester is about just like, you know, it's just about like thinking about yourself a lot and being stressed out for yourself. And I feel like that goes along with our theme.
Have I played the Lizzo song on this show?
No, I don't think you have.
You know what? I discovered it when we were on hiatus.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay, well, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
How did you find the song?
I don't even remember. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready. That's a great story.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, it's playing.
Okay.
bullshit gone. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Woo, child, tired of the bullshit gone. Dust your shoulders off, keep it moving. Yes, Lord, trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. Touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Woo, girl, need to kick off your shoes. Gotta take a deep breath, time to focus on you. All the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. Cause we don't love you anymore.
That.
It's fun. It's like, it goes with our theme, you know, like, if he doesn't love you anymore, just leave.
Right. Exactly.
And you're
just
great.
Ben, how's the start of classes been for you?
It's been okay. I'm in 4 classes this semester, originally 5, and then I had this, like, not good social professor, and I was just like, this isn't worth my time, and I dropped it. And I don't know if I've told you this. If I told you, I only have class Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
That's insane.
And today, my one class on Tuesday was canceled.
What? I think you said Tuesdays were your busy day.
They are my busy day because I have a lot of meetings and stuff, and I have class from 9 to 11:30. Mm, but then I have like radio show, TDC, and Observer.
Yeah.
But it was canceled. So then I woke up, someone texted me that like class is canceled, and I was like, okay, I didn't even need to look at the email, and I just went back to sleep, and I'm like, I'm not setting an alarm. And I slept till 11:15, which was so nice. And then actually I like woke up and like made lunch and was super productive in my house.
Wow.
Yeah, good day today.
What's it like being a homeowner or a home renter?
Oh, it's so stressful, Lauren. Okay, my house, we got this wild electricity bill that cost redacted dollars. It cost like over $600 for a month, and we're like, this can't be right.
And there's 5 people in your house, right? Yeah.
There's like 5 bedrooms in my house.
Which is insane. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, we do have we have 3 bathrooms, which I guess use a lot of energy, but like, anyways, it's so much money, and it turns out basically just our AC is super inefficient, and like, the guy was like, this is one of the oldest AC units I've seen still operating.
Oh my God.
And I was like, he's like, you could get a big government rebate for this, but like, no way my landlord's gonna do that. But I don't know, apparently now we have a moth problem we need to take care of, and like, today I had to bleach my entire sink because my housemates and myself probably had left all this gunk in it, and it was like browning. So sometimes living in a house is hard, but also it's good.
You know, like in my house, I live with 2 boys, and sometimes things get a little bit messy.
Ooh, I'm so messy.
And me and my other housemate bought a chalkboard, like
a chore,
like a yeah. And I like we like wrote like, house rules on it without telling anyone the other night, and we were like really petty about it because like people haven't been refilling the Brita filter after they used it.
Who uses Brita?
People are like leaving like their shave and stuff and leave hair in the sink, and I was like so over it. So that's happening in my house, and I was like very snarky about it.
I can be really passive aggressive on my GroupMe. Like this morning after I bleached the sink, I posted, I was like, this is what the sink looked like. Do you see that? Disgusting.
Oh, that's
right?
Disgusting.
And like
it's brown for our listeners.
Yeah, it's like disgusting. Brown. And then I was like, and this is what it looks like now. And I was like, I think we permanently stained it.
Oh my god.
And then someone's like, yeah, I'll take care of the moths today.
Oh.
And I was like,
there's so much that can go wrong when you're in a house. So many things that like you don't have to think about when you're living in a dorm.
I know.
But, you know, it's also like kind of, this is like a whole other topic, but it's like the rent that we pay is ridiculous. Not only for like individual people, but if you think about like what a 4-bedroom house that 4 students are living in, like the price, like if a family wanted to move in there, it's just not even, like it's not even manageable.
I know, because we pay like, people
pay like 800, let's say like on average, people pay like 800
a month.
Right
now the average Tufts student is paying $800 a
month. Yeah, so it's 800 a month, then let's say there's 4 people in a house, right? The math is escaping me.
But
around 30
for sale for $1 million.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And it's literally because you have like 4 students who are willing to pay $800 a month, and like that means a 4-bedroom house is now so much more expensive.
I agree.
And that is how gentrification works.
It's true. Should we play a song?
So I have a song.
Do you have a song about gentrification?
Unfortunately, I do not. Can I find a song about gentrification, though? That'd be amazing. This is a classic cover of a classic song. And I guess I'll just leave it at that.
He's fly, but is also known as a bastard. Always talking about what he wants. He just sits on his broker. Oh no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. No, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Trash can get with the debate out. So no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you. No, and no, don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. The passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Trying to holler at me. Being as in love with you as I am. Being as in love with you as I am. Being as in love with you as I am. Passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that don't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Trying to holler at me. Me.
Okay. Sometimes you just don't have time for scrubs, you know? As they say.
What? I feel like scrub was a term I heard a lot in middle school. Like when people would call people scrubs.
Right.
It'd be like, oh, you're such a scrub.
You know, I've never. Well,
you know what I did today? I scrubbed my sink.
Yeah, you did.
With bleach.
Well, according to TLC, I mean, a scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly. So.
But also
known as a buster.
See, exactly. A multidimensional word.
Right.
Lauren.
Yeah.
A question for you I have is, how are you feeling about the fact that you're going abroad soon and this is your only semester here this year? Oh, that was a mean question.
Yeah. You know.
We're going to have a goodbye show for you.
Oh, this is going to get real petty here. But I know, like, I got the list of people who are going in my program. And I have some thoughts on the list, which I will keep to myself.
You'll tell me when we play a song.
I'll tell you how we play a song. No, I mean, I think it's going to be good. It's always scary to, like, go into a situation where you're, like, it's an unfamiliar culture and an unfamiliar group of people. And I know, like, I'm going to experience some culture shock, and it's going to be, like, the transition will definitely be, I think, hard and challenging, but I also think...
Are you doing a host fam?
Yes, I am. Which is also, like, going to be a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, being alone with a family that doesn't speak the same language as you, I think might feel isolating. But hopefully, I'm really hoping it's going to push me to improve my language skills.
Hopefully.
And my communication skills, which I think it will. So that's good.
Cool.
But I'm looking forward to it. How does it feel to not be going abroad, Ben?
You know, it feels good and bad. Like, I'm feeling, I know abroad isn't the right decision for me. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I feel like I'm gonna get sick of this place.
Fair.
So I don't know, feeling okay.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I think, like, having that continuity at Tufts will be really nice, and that's something that I am gonna kind of miss out on.
Yeah.
What
song should we play? You know what song I've been listening to so much?
What?
Which, like, isn't a good song. Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Oh my god, I've been listening to that song.
Can we just play
so
it?
Much. Yeah, let's play it. Okay, I hate how much I really actually like that song. All right, here we go.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car and 4 years no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older.
As good as the day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart. Seat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tag.
sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't never getting older.
I like that song a lot.
Me too.
Good stuff.
I feel like I should have more energy than I do.
It's, you know, the beginning of the school year, I think everyone's just so busy and things are starting up and like clubs are starting and everything's happening all at once. And also the Tufts plague has been going around. Shout out to my roommate Amy, who's been sick for like 16 days now.
We've
been
keeping a tally. I took two emergencies yesterday and I probably should have done a little bit more than that, but I should take two more today.
I got my flu shot.
Oh, I got my flu shot too.
So that's good.
I know someone got their flu shot when they were sick, which you're not supposed to do. Since they got sick.
They got sick. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do
PSA,
that.
PSA. Don't take your flu shot when you're sick.
Should we do our PSA?
Sure, we can do our PSA. Let's see. Ben, what are you interested in about hearing today?
I don't know.
Autumn outdoor exercise PSA.
Ooh.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now's the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO Medford.
Oh, God.
There you go.
I don't like exercising, though.
There you go. Exercise outside is what this is saying.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If you want to.
If you want to. If you really, like, feel like it's, like, right for you, TBH, don't exercise.
I haven't exercised in so long.
You know, sometimes I, like, stretch in my room. Does that count as exercising?
Yeah, stretching is important. I should stretch
Stretching
more.
Is really important. I try to stretch.
Me too.
Yeah. Ben, what have
should
you
we
been?
Stretch, should we stretch while we play the next song?
Yes, let's get a stretching song. As we pick a song, Ben, do you want to tell us about one thing that you've been enjoying about fall that's not going outside and exercising?
I just don't like sweating.
Mm.
I really like if I walk somewhere fast. Like today, I walked here fast.
Yeah.
Because I was running late, and then I wasn't sweating profusely when I got here.
That's nice.
And that's a good feeling.
That is a luxury. Okay, I have a song.
What about you?
Where I come from, fall is not really a thing.
True.
And so when I came to Tufts, that was the first time I'd ever really experienced a fall. And so, like, seeing, like, all the trees change colors is, honestly, it sounds so ridiculous and corny, but it's, like, so magical to me. And, like, fall is a really magical, special time. And so as soon as the trees start changing color and it, like, gets kind of cold, like, I'm just living for this. I don't know. I really like fall.
That's real. I like being outside.
So there you go. Maybe I'll go for a run. Who knows? Maybe I'll be outside. Okay, so this is a new song off of an album that came out really recently. It's a new album by the band Bon Iver, and I really haven't listened to the album TBH, but they have a single that came out that I have been enjoying. So if you like the signal and like single and want to check out the rest of the album, let me know how it is. Just give us a call, 855-915-9636, and let me know how the rest of the album is. But enjoy this song.
It might be over soon.
Trying off the roof, just the same way you showed me. you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you, gave you tools just to stay alive, and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me, showed me. That's the same way you showed me, showed me.
That was Pink and White
by Frank Ocean on Lord, on his album Blonde.
I was feeling a little angry that the album took so long to come out, but then it did come out, and it was really good.
It was very good.
And that was exciting.
Wait, did it come out while we were on hiatus?
It did come out while we were on hiatus, yeah. Because it came out when I was in Hawaii, when I was on vacation.
Do you know what's a fun song that I like?
What?
Should we play... Cheap Thrills?
Yeah, let's play Cheap Thrills.
Want to play it on yours so we can? I can show you something on mine while I'm listening.
Little do you know, most of the exciting stuff happens while
we play songs for you all. Wait, this is so mean of us.
We'll be back. We'll be back with a nice talking segment after Cheap Thrills by Sia.
Welcome back to Dance Stage USA. Our next song is Sia's Cheap Thrills.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Sia. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup. To the floor and make me see your energy, because me not play no hide and seek. What is it, the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth. I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat,
make the beat just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have.
So that was
Cheap Thrills featuring Sean Paul.
Like a little surprise twist. So getting back to our theme, I feel like we started to stray from the theme as per usual. Getting back to the theme, Ben, we're going to take a BuzzFeed quiz. How petty are you?
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
I've taken this.
So we're just going to check all that apply.
Wait, should you send me the link so we can both take it at the same time and see our different results?
Okay, I'll send you the link. But I want us to, like, read the questions out loud. So that way our listeners can follow along.
Okay, so text it to me.
Okay, I'm sending it to you right now. What are your predictions as to what your result will be? I think mine's going to be extremely petty.
I think so, too.
I'm one of those people who can't let things go, you know, like, forever. And I really like giving people the silent treatment.
Oh, this is so long.
It's really long. Okay. So we can kind of skip through it.
We'll read them all. Tick all of the petty things you've done.
Okay, here we
go. Mimicked someone when you had no other comeback. Duh.
Yes.
Said the phrase, I just think it's funny how.
Yes.
Said, why don't you ask insert name of the person you've been liking all their pictures. Yeah, I've done that.
No, I don't think I've done that.
Have you ever said the phrase, I don't know her, when you actually did know her?
Yes.
I say that all the, that's my password to things. Like, in all these, like, spelled really differently. For, like,
I don't
one
know
thing,
her.
That's my password.
Love it. Okay, said something like, well, on March 1st, 2014, yes. You said yes.
Thought of another point after an argument is finished, so you started it again so you could say
yes.
It. Yes. Turned your red notifications on so someone knows you're ignoring them. No,
I've never done that.
Replied, who's this, to a text when you knew who it was?
Yeah,
was texting.
I've done that.
I've done that as a joke, so I don't think it counts.
No, I've done that when they, like, know someone's supposed to text me, but, like, and I want to be like, oh, I, like, you know what I mean? You want to play it cool. Used K when you're mad. Yes.
I haven't K'd anyone, actually.
Replied
to a text with one word answer to let someone know you're pissed off. Yeah,
yes.
Duh. Taking the same amount of time to reply to a text as the other person
yes.
did. Yes. Okay, you read now.
Use the upside down smiley emoji when you made a petty remark. Yes. Used a different happy emoji when you just said something really petty. I don't think I have. I really like, though, the like one that's like grimacing, like you know, like the teeth are open.
I never use that
one. I like that one when it's like when you're like, ooh, or like you know
eek.
What I mean? Like, oops. Like, I use that one all the time, but I wouldn't call that a happy emoji. Only ever used full stops when you're feeling petty.
No.
Block someone's number when they pissed you off.
No.
I block people by accident, but never on purpose. Unfollowed someone on Twitter because they pissed you
yes.
off. Yes. Block someone on Twitter.
Yes.
I've never blocked someone on Twitter.
I've blocked people I know.
Unfollowed someone on Instagram when they pissed you off.
Yes.
Block someone on Instagram. No, I've never blocked someone.
Well, I haven't unfriended someone on Facebook. Oh, I have, actually. You know what I do a lot? I unfollow people on Facebook.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Because I'm like, I don't want to see your life.
Yes.
Block someone on Facebook. I've never blocked someone on
Facebook. No, I've never
Facebook. Blocked someone on Facebook. Blocked someone on all social media platforms. Tweeted something hoping a particular person would see it and get mad.
Yeah.
Guilty. Screenshotted everything so you had receipts for the future. I do this basically to every single conversation I have.
Yeah.
You know what? Recently, I was trying to, like, I didn't have enough space on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at my thing, and I had 900. Right now, I have 900 screenshots on my phone.
Oh, my God.
But before that, I had, like, over 2,000.
Oh, my God. Getting those receipts. Brought up something from the past because you were losing an argument. Yes. Had to decide whether being petty is worth it when someone was testing your patience.
Yes.
Known being petty wasn't worthwhile at the time, but was petty anyway. Yes.
Stopped everything else. Stopped everyone else from doing something because you couldn't do it.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Not stop, but been like, oh, are you sure? Or like something like that.
Okay,
I've totally done
off.
That. Taken something back from an ex they really loved and then binned it because you didn't even want it. You just didn't want them to have it. No, I don't think I've ever done that.
One time my friend made me burn things that someone gave me. She's like, we're going to go outside and we're going to just burn it. And we burned it outside
That's
Art's
awesome.
House.
That is awesome. Done something you didn't really want to or have to do just to be petty, like posted an unnecessary picture with a boy to make your ex jealous. Yes.
Yeah.
In different contexts, but yes.
Yes.
Ben?
Oh, held a grudge for a long time, even when you knew the bigger thing to do would be to move on. Duh.
Yes.
Seen petty stories and instead of being shocked, taken notes for future use.
I don't know if I've done that.
Been called petty by your friends. Yes.
Yeah.
Known that no one can be pettier than you because you're the petty champ. No, people can be pettier than
me. I think
me.
I'm pretty petty.
Acknowledge that petty is a way of life and you're happy to lead it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Show me my
I
results.
I got petty F.
I did too. You are petty, so effing petty. You don't even care if it's childish. You're out to let these people know you're not falling for BS, and you can see everything. Yep.
I think it's time to play a song. Maybe a song about what would be a good song about this? Like,
like, what's a song you play when you're just like so over
someone?
Store
by Carly Rae Jepsen. Have we played that already?
We probably have, but I think it's relevant.
I think so too.
We shall play it again.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm so ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I sat with you on the bedroom floor, and I couldn't move. All that we were losing, I saw you like I never did before. I never did before. And I can feel you reaching. Can't feel you.
Day of Carly Rae Jepsen.
When is it a day of Carly Rae Jepsen? Is the gayest thing I've said in a long time.
Love it. Wow, so I feel like we've learned a lot about each other on this show.
Wait, and I have to...
Bless you.
Sorry for making you all listen to my sneeze.
In that we're both petty people, which is great. Any exciting things coming up for you this week, Ben?
Oh, well, I have my first TDC practice today that I'm choreoing.
Oh, yay.
Oh, man, it's homecoming.
Homecoming.
Lord.
Wow.
How did that happen already? Like, I feel like school, like, just started, but also I feel like I've been here forever.
True.
And then I'm just, like, mostly confused.
Are we in week four right now?
Yeah,
I think
wow.
we are. Time flies, man.
Time really does fly. It really, really does.
Ben, do you have a petty thing to say to our listeners?
Oh, my God.
To sign off with?
Should we talk about the Eden renovation?
Yes.
They messed up Eden.
They messed it
up. What is that triangle shape they put in it?
It looks not good.
It looks not good. What else? I don't know. I'm done with this school sometimes. Class of 2019 group, that really got me.
Class of 2019.
I don't even want to talk about it. Do I have any recommended reads?
Yeah, recommended reads. We didn't do that this week. Do you have recommended reads?
Yeah, what did I read? Well, this is not something anyone's about to read. But I just read from my writing fellows class mm-hmm. this article all about, like, what standard English means and, like, mm-hmm. the racism behind correcting standard English.
Mm.
That was really interesting.
That is very interesting.
What about you? That's Do you read anything good for your classes?
For anything good for my classes? Yes, I have. So, actually, coming up this week, classic Tufts moment, we're going to be Skyping with a wild mushroom forager in my food systems class. So just someone who I think just like forages
you
for
need
mushrooms.
A science credit, right?
Yeah. This is my science education, everybody.
A wild mushroom?
A wild mushroom forager.
That's wild.
So I'll let you know how that goes. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
That's really, that wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot to handle.
I know.
Whew.
Speaking of petty, the debate. Do we even get into the debate?
I guess what I'll say is... No, I don't have anything to say.
If you didn't watch the debate,
good for you.
You know, that's okay. You know, not, I think it was not very revealing, in that, like, a lot of...
I just don't get who's still undecided. That's right. What really blows my mind.
Right.
I guess that's people deciding between voting for a third party candidate or right. Trump or Hillary. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, I guess.
Right. Agreed. You know, yeah, I just... I guess, like, what kind of freaks me out a little bit is, like, with Brexit happening and everything like that, I feel like that was a moment for me when everyone was like, oh, that'll never happen. And then it kind of happened.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, I like, see that happening with this election as well, which
I
is, like,
I just
kind of
want this election to be over.
Agreed.
Like, I feel like it's already been going on for, like, 5 years because it has been.
Agreed. Can we talk about how, like, just the American campaign season is just way too
long?
In
Canada, it's, like, 3 months.
It's, and in Britain, it's super short.
Yeah.
Should we just Obama change that, please?
Should we just play two songs and call it a day?
Yeah, let's play a nice song. Let's wrap this up. So let's see. What song have you been listening to? You know what song I've been listening to kind of a lot, and I don't know why.
We played all the songs I've been listening to a lot.
So I've been really into Halsey lately.
Oh yeah. Oh,
which
okay.
Like, which is like, I feel like I'm not a Halsey. I don't identify as a Halsey fan.
What
but,
song?
But so I, obviously Closer, which we played
that already.
But the other song is Colors.
Okay, I don't know that one. You should play it.
I've been feeling that song lately, so maybe we will play it. So I think Ben and I are gonna sign off for the day. Thank you for tuning in.
If you were listening,
it's been real. You have been listening to Hymn Hunters International on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Ben, any closing remarks?
No, but I have to show you something wild.
Wild. Okay.
Yeah.
While that's happening, I'll put on this song Colors by Halsey. It's actually, the music video is really good. If you are into music videos, this one I think is kind of hilarious. I would really recommend it. It's like this like love triangle situation, and there's like a twist ending. So definitely check it out if you have time. But thank you for listening, and we will be back next week at 4 p.m.
Your little brother never tells you, but he loves you so. You said your mother only smiled on her TV show. You're only happy when your sorry head is filled with dope. I hope you make it to the day you're 28 years old. You're dripping like a saturated sunrise. You're spilling like an overflowing sink. But you're a masterpiece, and now you're tearing through the pages and the ink. Everything is blue. His pills, his hands, his jeans, and now I'm covered in the colors, blue apart at the seams. It makes me everything is gray. His hair,
liked me because I was blue. When she touched me, suddenly I was a lilac sky. You decided purple just wasn't for you. Everything is blue. His pills, his dance, his jeans. And now I'm covered in